won't notice me if I stand still. That's how rabbits survive. They freeze in the presence of predators. He sets the coffee on top of his car and fumbles in his pocket for the keys. Very, very adult, this coffee-slash-car-keys-slash-cut-school guy. He drops the keys and swears. He isn't going to notice me. I'm not here. He can't see me standing here in my purple marshmallow jacket. But, of course, my luck with this guy sucks. So he turns his head and sees me. And Wolf smiles, showing, oh, Granny, what big teeth you have. He steps toward me, holding out the donut. Want a bite? He asks. Bunny Rabbit bolts, leaving fast tracks in the snow. Get away, get away, get away. Why didn't I run like this before when I was a one-piece talking girl?
Andy is definitely a bad guy. And I think we can say for sure that he hurt Melinda badly. He is the reason she's so messed up right now. Melinda describes herself as a scared bunny rabbit running away from a predator. That's an animal that hunts other animals. Melinda says that before all this, she was a one-piece talking girl. I think this means that she used to be a whole person who talked to people and had friends. But now she feels as though she's been shattered into all these different pieces and can't speak to anyone. Let's keep going. We are on page 97, near the bottom of the page, where it says, "Running makes me feel..."
Running makes me feel like I am 11 years old and fast. I burn a strip up the sidewalk, melting snow and ice 3 feet on either side. When I stop, a brand new thought explodes in my head. Why go to school? Escape. The first hour of blowing off school is great. No one to tell me what to do, what to read, what to say. It's like living in